Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will be not be left a stone upon another stone. They will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? What sign would there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but will not be immediately at the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your given testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head, will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Seeing back to history of the church, we can see what Jesus said is really happening. But Jesus' advice for us is, don't be afraid. Just stay with him. Important that we live well every day, every present moment. Whatever he said will be happening. But what's important is that he wants us to have peace of mind, of heart. So don't be troubled. Jesus said, every day your cross is enough for you. So entrust our life into the hand of the Lord. Let us live in his hand, day by day, moment by moment, believing the word of God. He is with us. Pray for world peace. Pray for peace for all among all peoples. Pray for the time that we have the plague, the COVID, and trust. What we have to do is to do our best in every moment and trust everything into his hand. What is impossible for us is possible for God. Just go ahead with love. Today, try to live every present moment in his love. Jesus, we trust in you.